Thank you. Sorry for the last meeting. Welcome to my talk about building a marketing tool, your marketing tool, source software. You are me, I'm Bart Salen. I'm an architect at Other Gear Solutions Company, present company. I've been involved in several open source things. 2014, doing some open source work for the government in Belgium, and also some contributing some Zcan plugins. Thank you. My company, Geo Solutions, we were founded in 2004, and we are a consulting company doing consultancy assignments and do some projects mainly around location and geospatial data. So, what was this case and I want to talk about? I want to talk about our journey to use source tools to make a geomarketing tool actually for a client of us. It's maybe a little bit different than some of the talks here, because this is really about some commercial usage. So what was the geomarketing case? It was about a company who distributes like these advertisement brochures, really going from bus to bus, house to house. This still exists in the digital age. and they have quite some distribution sectors, which is like the geographical boundary in which a certain guy or woman will distribute the brochure. So it's made of routes that are optimized for them to distribute, a bit like the mailman, like the postman, to distribute these brochures. So what they wanted to do is create a tool where their clients could select an area where they want to distribute these brochures and use different parameters to select this. Of course, you have the classic stuff like, okay, you can select certain cities or certain provinces or even a region or language areas, because in Belgium you have multiple language areas, where actually three official languages in Belgium. So, but then also some other points. So you could also upload points of interest into the system, like the franchises. If you are maybe a supermarket and you have like 50 stores around the entire country and you want to upload them, so you can distribute your brochures just around the franchise, like maybe a 10 kilometer radius around these franchises. Or you can upload certain points of interest that you could base your campaign on. So like if you want to distribute your brochures in the neighborhood of certain shopping malls or other landmarks, or can be anything actually. And then they also wanted to use some statistical data, so we used open data here select different sectors based upon data, like the average age of people. If you only want to target young people, if your company that's distribute the brochure is only targeting young people, or maybe only elderly people, or people with some higher income, or only families. If you're a toy store, maybe you want to only target areas where there are lots of families and not where there are lots of singles, and this kind of stuff. So to get some data, we took a look at the open data that's available at the Belgian statistical institution called Statbel. It's a Belgian national institution. And they have this concept of statistical sectors, which you see on the map over there. It's an example of how they are distributed a bit in a village. And for these sectors, you can get all kind of data sets. So like you have these large tables with all kinds of data, and they all have this code, an IS code it's called, and you can link that to a specific sector, so you can see what's the average income in a sector, or you can get data about family size, or you can combine several data sets to get some data about this sector. Um, then, of course, there was a bit of a problem there, because you see the statistical sectors, they're kind of different shape and they're a bit about density of the population, I think, in the area it's made. And they're managed by the Belgian federal government, so you can't change anything about that. And then we also had the distribution sectors, which was managed by another department in the company who just optimized these sectors for distribution, not for actually the marketing itself, but they only cared about what's the best way to distribute these brochures. So they had these sectors. We couldn't also change them, of course. And they were managed by a totally different department. So I made an example here. The statistical sectors are the red ones. They are the real sectors. The blue one is an example of how a distribution sector would look like. So you see, it's optimized more for distribution, where a guy does a tour to distribute these brochures, and he doesn't have to cross the railway in the top of the picture, because the statistical sector in the top goes across the railway, but there is no railway crossing there. So yeah, for distribution, this is not very good. And so a lot of other things. So we had to come up with some way of mapping this statistical data to determine where a distribution sector should be selected for distribution of this folder or not, for this campaign or not. So at first we filtered all the statistical sectors based on the attributes you wanted to select. So if you, for instance, only want to select families, and you only want to distribute folders to areas which have a large amount of families. And then we went to look, which of these sectors then intersects with certain distribution sectors. Then we looked, if it's if a certain statistical sector is completely covered by this distribution sector, and this sector is then, of course, one which has a lot of families in it, then we selected also this distribution sector to have, there is at least one statistical sector in there which has a lot of families. Maybe this is not a very good example, because actually the sector is quite small compared to the distribution sector, but as you see, the most of the population in this sector will probably be in the smaller sector, so I think it's still quite okay. And then we also looked at, what if a sector is not completely covered by, how are we gonna determine if we're gonna select the distribution area or not? So then we looked at, how much of the area of the statistical sector is actually in the distribution sector, to determine whether it was going to be selected or not. So we used another PostGIS function here to determine the area compared to the area of the distribution sector, and if there is a certain percentage of overlap, then this would also be selected. A little bit about the architecture we built for this. So the on the far right side, you see there's a company APIs, which is the platform which contains all the distribution sectors and so on, and some information about our clients. We had a database, which was a Postgres database with PostGIS installed. So as you saw on the previous slides, we used a lot of PostGIS functions to calculate this distribution stuff. So we had a sector processing service set up, which is in Java, with use of Hibernate Spatial to query the PostGIS database. We had a separate GeoServer setup, which was in this case only used for displaying data. So you could display on the map several data about, you could display the statistical sectors, the distribution sectors, but also like the villages or the provinces or other administrative boundaries. The top, the business service was just everything was made for this this project in business-wise, business processing. And then the actual application in the front-end, which uses Angular and open layers for for displaying the map and controlling map stuff, actually. Yeah, there was also some authentication service, but I'm not going to talk too much about that. For using a GeoServer in because what you saw on the previous slides, all of these services were actually packaged as Docker containers, so we could run this in production. It's run in Kubernetes, and for development it's using Docker Compose. So one of the things we had to do was getting some GeoServer in Docker, and with our previous work with GeoServer, we always used the admin tool, like the graphical user interface of GeoServer, to configure it and to set up some stuff. But in this case, this wasn't very practical because we wanted to have some automated deployments in production and also on the testing environment. So this wasn't very feasible. So we looked into, okay, how this GeoServer stores this information. And then we looked at the data directory of GeoServer, where this kind of stuff. And then we looked at in ways to package this in a Docker container, so we could have a fully configured GeoServer ready and automatically deployed without having to use the user interface for this. So we created this this Docker file, which uses, okay, it's a Tomcat, okay, we deployed the GeoServer into it. And then, okay, we made some changes. But the most important is to make the data directory, where we actually had a pre-configured data directory ready in our source environment, and then moved it into the Docker file, into the Docker container. At build time, so we could actually very easily deploy a Docker container containing GeoServer. So this is an overview of the open source projects we used. I already mentioned we used PostGIS a lot for the calculation of the stuff for the overlappings between statistical sectors and distribution sectors. We use the open layers for actually displaying the map and having controls on the map so the user can interact with it. A GeoServer for displaying administrative boundaries on the map. Okay, I mentioned that everything is packaged in Docker. We use Spring Boot to do this, to build the actual services. QGIS was used to edit some of the data in the backend. So, to prepare the statistical data we had into a nice data set. And yes, for us we use some standard Java stuff like OpenGDK, Hibernate and Tomcat to build the application. So this is how the application then actually looks. So you see the map. Okay, it's a Google Maps background. I will talk about that in a minute. You see actually the distribution sectors displayed on the map here, and you see two campaigns being created, where someone, a customer, can create is a campaign what he wants to distribute. So the green and the red areas are two areas where different folders will be distributed in the campaign. So you can actually see there is also an overlap. It's also it's in Dutch, the user interface, but as you can see, you will also have a calculation if there is an overlap between areas, because then actually two folders will be distributed in this dark red area where they overlap. And this is an example of the filtered area. So there was first also some area selected as in the previous slide, But then we applied these filters we made using the statistical data. So actually here you see within a selected area which distribution sectors actually have families with children here. So if you're maybe a toy store, you can use this kind of tools to get, okay, I only want to target families with my data. And you see here also there's a different administrative boundaries on it. So now they're showing the communities instead of distribution sectors. Okay, what could possibly be improved in onto this? I already mentioned the background is still in Google Maps, and actually the way we use this is not supported by Google anymore. So this was a bit of a discussion with the client because they, for some reason, don't want to use OpenStreetMap. I'm still arguing with them to actually use it because it would be a lot better than what you have now, because it's no longer even supported by Google doing it this way. You have to actually implement their API and so on. So it makes a lot more difficult. Also in there, I didn't show it because it's a proprietary solution, but there is also a solution where you can select a point of interest and then calculate drive time around the point of interest and use that as a base for selecting your the area where you want to distribute your folder. Currently, this is a commercial solution that's used, but we're investigating if there is any open source kind of tool which can do this. So thank you, this was my talk. Some links there. Any questions? So your question is,
one statistical center.
No, we actually want to select the blue ones, so the actual distribution areas, and we want to determine if in this distribution area there is a lot of families, maybe. So if this sector to actually see this, because we don't have data about the distribution sector, only about the statistical sector, so we want to see if they overlap or if they, at least a large part of them overlaps, and then we consider the distribution area to also have a lot of families in it.
So then at the end the entire blue area would be, let's say,
the entire blue area would be selected, because that's the way they distribute the stuff. So.
Do you get, or did you get any feedback from the distribution centers that it really helps them?
It's the tool is actually made for the customers of our customer, so it's to help them actually, and not really the distribution part of it.
Sorry,
because they only gave us, this is the sectors we, so like the blue ones, they say, this is how we distribute it and this is what you have to use. So we didn't really optimize on that part. So maybe that's also something we can improve in the future to optimize that.
Maybe this is not statistically significant number of people, but
one guy in the back is
one guy in the back is, because I'm very curious about I'm looking at it right now, and how is it connected, like for example in the Geo server, what are they called, definition files or something? So can you actually connect your Docker, what is it called, Docker, it's not a virtual machine but it's a Docker image, to some kind of fixed disk which stays persistent over time?
There are options to do that. for this, we only had the data is in actually in the database, so we had a database connection, and we only copied over the configuration files into the Docker container. But you can actually also have data in the container, or you can attach like drives to the container, or use a shared, some sort of shared drive, where you can put data and then have the Docker container access this data.